I tell you what, the fans here are terrific, and of course I got a little bit of place for them because I'm from this area. It was great to see the turnout. My family's here, which is terrific. And I think the two organizations, you know, from my standpoint, being new in New Orleans and having grown up with this one, I mean, two great organizations getting together, helping each other. And I think the players were terrific, too.
Can you tell us what happened to Johnny Patrick?
I don't know that yet. I want to say they told me it was a groin. I'm not 100% sure of that.
Can you tell us about the opportunity that you had to go to Philadelphia and support and pay your respects to the Patriots?
Yeah. Actually, the John Carney and one of the Patriot players, we got that's what the teams was getting together right there. It was to have a prayer for Andy and his family. I'm very, very fortunate to work for an organization whose owner allowed us to take the team plane. Mr. Benson allowed us to go down, myself, Mickey Loomis, Joe Vitt, Ken Flager, one of our defensive coaches, and Coach Belichick came along with us, and that was special for us too. So I know that Andy and his family, his wife Tammy, really appreciated it. There was tremendous support down there. I mean, this family, I'm talking about this NFL football family, is a family. And there were people there from everywhere. Certainly coaches that had worked for Andy, John Harbaugh, and Pat Shermer, and Brad Childress, and Mike Holmgren was there, and Ron Wolf, and you name it. Commissioner Goodell was there. And so I think what you're saying is, you know, Andy is so respected in this league, and when a tragedy like that hits anybody, we got to be there to support each other. Our prayers go out to him. It was a terrific service. I think they did a great justice to everything, and I look forward to talking to Andy down the road.
Stevens, you continue to try to get this defense installed and work out the kinks. Going against the Patriots offense, the benefits of what you get to see?
Yeah, I'm not sure we're ready with where we at to go against this offense right here. The one thing about Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels, I mean, they find ways to attack a weakness. You can only take away so many things when you present something defensively, and Tom's so good at it. It's why we like competing against each other. I mean, it's a chess game out there, and certainly not as much in this setting as you would have in a game. But I think our players gain a great appreciation for a quality quarterback. I mean, we go against one every day in practice, but then you get somebody with different calls and a different view, and so I'm looking forward to doing it again tomorrow.
Are you concerned about your cornerback situation?
Yeah, we're kind of getting dinged up there right now, and I went through that last year, unfortunately, losing a lot of corners, so I don't want to go through it again. But I'd rather have them happen now and get the guys to bounce back and have them for the regular season.
You've game plan against Drew and Tom. I mean, what makes them uniquely good?
Well, the fact that they run the whole show out there. They control it. Not every quarterback can process everything that they have going on in their mind. I have videotapes of both of them where the TV cameras are looking at them as they're calling out the signals. Their eyes on the clock. They're looking at what the secondary's doing. They're finding out what the front is, and they get them in the right plays. And if you're one of the 10 guys playing with one of those guys on offense, you know your chances of being successful on every play go way up.
They're way up.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a challenge. I tell you, it's funny you say that because there's not one here in New England. It's two, and they're both really good. I mean, Hernandez is a – we had trouble covering him out there today. I mean, we only have 11, and they have 11. You can only double so many guys. So you got to pick your spots, pick and choose, and that's one thing advantage they have. I'm sure Tom, when he sees a double somewhere, goes to the other guy, and he's got a guy that can beat a one-on-one. You throw Wes Welker in there, Brandon Lloyd. They got teams that are going to play them. I mean, I'm hoping to play them in a real game because it'd only be one we could play them in, but I'm not so sure I want
to
hope that because they're pretty good.
Position,
yeah, the tight end position, yeah, and you see it all the way around the league. I think people are, and especially if they can block and they put those two guys in there, they're going to get in formations to run the football or throw it, spread them out. It's a challenge. It's a real challenge.
How's the process been of putting your stamp on the defense?
Rob, a great deal of help because the defensive coaches and the coaching staff that was still intact, I was lucky enough to bring two guys with me, but they've embraced it. And when the players see the coaches embrace it, they tend to do it too. We got some great leadership on defense. So it's a process right now, and we got a long way to go. It's going to take a long way for us to get to where we want to be. But, you know, practice against another opponent certainly helps.